You're listening to a podcast from Newstalk ZB. Follow this and our wide range of podcasts now on iHeartRadio.
Theme of disappointing inflation prints.
Yeah, that was the big news yesterday, and it spilled over into the global markets overnight. So there's been a few countries, including in New Zealand, where inflation has just not been a bit annoying, isn't really getting back in its box fast enough. And in Australia, what happened yesterday is the market got quite surprised. The annual inflation rate there did fall, but it only fell to about 3.6%, whereas people were really hoping that it would get to 3.4%, simply because the Reserve Bank over there had indicated they really needed that sort of level before they could start cutting interest rates later on in the year. The concerning thing there is the short-term momentum of the quarterly inflation rates is running far too high. It's kind of closer to about 1% a quarter, which for basic maths, that's 4% a year. That's too high for a central bank that really needs it to be running at 2.5%. So my colleagues in Australia responded to that by pushing back when they thought interest rates might be reduced in Australia back to November, where previously they thought September, and we saw interest rates and the Aussie dollar rise accordingly.
So maybe the grass isn't greener after all on the other side.
Certainly not necessarily as lucky a country as it always used to be. The reality is it's just going to take a while to get this inflation down anywhere.
Yeah, okay. Looking back in New Zealand, the focus here really seems to be around the labour market.
Yeah, so most of the banks yesterday put out their labour market preview for the first quarter labour market data coming out next week, and we did as well. And, it's pretty keenly watched by the markets because the Reserve Bank is really looking for something that'll give them some confidence and inflation's going back down to 2%. And one of the things that's really held it back is that wage growth is just running far stronger than that. So things like domestic inflation, sort of what we call non-tradable inflation, running miles higher than where it really needs to be. So with respect to this data, we see the unemployment rate heading up to 4.2%, which is a tick higher than 4%, which has been what it was last time. But it's a useful step on the path to 5%, which we think is what the Reserve Bank is really looking for. But the key thing here is we really need to see wage growth easing, because wage growth is a key part of businesses' costs, and it's a key reason why inflation continues to run higher than really desirable. Last time that data was a bit disappointing. It's a bit high. So we're really expecting to see a decisive move lower in those numbers.
I do wonder how much of that 4.2% unemployment driving up towards 5% will be driven purely by civil servants.
Well, that'll be a key part. I mean, the reality is that the public service really has lagged the private sector in this respect. Wage growth in the public service actually went up quite markedly in the last quarter, and whereas everybody else didn't really get that. And also public service employment obviously grew quite strongly through 2023, whereas in the private sector there has been some growth, but certainly nowhere near that sort of level.
All right. Kelly, have you got some further numbers for us this morning?
Yeah, sure. So in the markets, the Dow was down 38 points to 38,465. S&P 500 was down 2.4 to 5068. NASDAQ was up a small amount, 15,701. It's moving as we speak. The FTSE was down 4.4 at 8040. The Nikkei went up 907, 38,460. The Japanese economy is actually doing a bit better than it has been for a very long time. The Shanghai Composite was also up 22 at 3044. ASX down a touch, down a half at 7683, consistent with those interest rates going up in Australia yesterday. Our own index, the NZX 50, was up 143 at 11946. Kiwi US is flat actually right at the moment at 59.30, but it did go up a bit yesterday in the immediate wake of the Aussie data, but we have slipped against the Australian dollar, so it's down 12 basis points to 91.30. Kiwi Euro is pretty flat at 55.44. Kiwi sterling similarly is flat at 47.60. Kiwi yen is up a touch, up 0.22 at 91.98. Gold down $3.70 to 2338, and Brent crude is down a touch, down 68 cents to 87.74.
Well done, Kelly. Thank you so much for joining us so early this morning on this Anzac Day public holiday breakfast. Much appreciated. Kelly Eckhold, Westpac's chief economist.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.